You're listening to the audio production of The Apostles' Creed, Discovering Authentic Christianity in an Age of Counterfeits by R. Albert Mohler, Jr., published by Thomas Nelson and read by Tom Parks. Dedication. Dedicated to Henry Albert Barnes, grandson of priceless gratitude, source of incredible joy, promise of the future, sign of divine love. You bear the names of kings, a sign of great expectation. You bear a name we share, a sign of the faithfulness of God from generation to generation. You are so loved by your parents, your grandparents, and your big brother Benjamin. Just even to think of you makes us unspeakably happy. May you know even a taste of the joy you have brought to us, and above all, may you come to know Christ, so that one glorious day you will say, in the faith of the apostles and the communion of Christ's saints throughout the ages, I believe. Papa. Epigraph. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Forward. It struck me that Dr. Mohler's statement in the introduction, "All Christians believe more than is contained in the Apostles' Creed, but none can believe less," is crucial to the very purpose of his book. This classic summary of Christian belief first appeared in the 4th century and has been memorized, recited, and included in the worship of Christians since then. Many declare that it is all that anyone needs to believe to be counted among the true believers, and therefore it is the basis of Christian unity. For them, it is the mere Christianity that unites us all. Some have stated that the true non-negotiables are all settled by the Apostles' Creed, so that anyone who gives assent to that ancient creed should be embraced as a true Christian. In reality, the creed leaves out essential doctrines like the authority of Scripture, the depravity of man, the deity of Christ, and the means of salvation, justification by faith. It also contains non-essentials, like the role of Pilate and the descent to hell. In 1681, a godly Dutch Reformed theologian named Herman Vitsius published in Latin a series of dissertations on the Apostles' Creed, recently republished. He did this to put the theological meat on the bones of this beautiful statement. It was in the 1800s that William Cunningham, one of the founders of the Free Church of Scotland and the author of Historical Theology, wrote regarding the Creed, "If men appeal to the Creed as proof of their orthodoxy, they are, of course, bound to explain its meaning." It is time for this generation to be given the same gift that those men gave past generations. Dr. Mohler has done that. Here it is in fresh, doctrinally rich insights from our trusted friend and biblical scholar, who, with the bright light of his sanctified mind, illuminates the riches outlined in these ancient words. Listen and see. John MacArthur. Introduction. I believe, help my unbelief. Mark chapter 9, verse 24. It began as an assignment. It ended as a milestone in my Christian life. My church history professor assigned the class to memorize the Apostles' Creed. Obediently, I began to memorize this historic affirmation of the Christian faith, word by word,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?